Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Well, good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia. So glad to be with you again on Go the Distance. I pray that you are in a great mood this morning, and I pray that this word finds you well. And that it is a challenge to you in how you live this day and in how you see the opportunities for this day. This is a text from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. And I spoke about this on Sunday a little bit, but I wanted to rehash with you the importance of making sure God is part of things, making sure God is part of your lives. And I want to start off by talking about a decision that I made in 1998. My wife and I had the opportunity to purchase a bass boat. Well, it was a fish and ski boat. And we were already pretty strapped financially. We had quite a bit of credit card debt and some things like tires on credit cards and stuff like that. And somehow this salesman got it in our heads that it was a good idea to sign a 10-year note on a boat. And over the next 10 years, we had to make that monthly payment. We had to put a cover on the boat. We had to store the boat. We had to put tires on the boat. We had to get it inspected by the state of Texas where we were living. And we had to pay all kinds of taxes on this thing. And I mean, it was just a ridiculous expense that we couldn't afford in the first place. And it never was something we really enjoyed because it always cost too much money. There were a few times we took it out and enjoyed it, but not so much. And I brought that up because that was a decision that her and I made that I remember clearly. We didn't even pray about it. We went to this boat store and we just bought it. We didn't pray about it. We didn't think about it. We didn't reflect on it. We didn't invite God into the process at all. And I wish we would have. And I wish he would have stopped me. But here's the deal. God won't stop us from doing things like that. Why would he stop us if we don't even ask his guidance? Part of the answer is this: God is not interested in controlling your life. He's not interested in leading your life for you. He's interested in leading you through life. He's interested in being your God and being involved in your life. And all too often, we decide to leave him out. One of the ways we keep him in is through prayer. One of the ways we keep him in our lives is to pray together with our spouses. One of the ways we keep him in our decisions is to pray about him before we make them. Now, in the Old Testament, the Israelites are notorious for leaving God out of their lives. They go through seasons where he's part of their lives and then they leave him out. And they go through another season where they have him as part of their lives and then they leave him out. And I think that's pretty reflective of some of us. But the Israelites got into this predicament where their ruler, their leader, was a godly man, and his name was Samuel. And he was a great godly leader, and the nation was blessed, and they were living in prosperity. They had just the right amount of rainfall. Their soil was rich and fertile. Their crops were good. People had nice homes and nice things, and they had their faith and their community, and everything seemed to be going well in the promised land. And as Samuel got old, he was facing death, and his boys were not him. His boys were not as godly as him, and the people of Israel knew it. And the people got a little worried about stuff. And what happens sometimes when we get worried about stuff is we tend to take matters into our own hands. And so the people decided they wanted to do something that they knew wasn't God's plan. They knew it wasn't God's will, and they just wanted to take matters into their own hands. And so they decided that they needed to have their own king. Well, all the history of Israel, there's never been a king. There's not been a king up until this point, and the people see that other nations have kings, and they decide that they want to have a king too, because those other nations look good. Surely we should have a king. And so they went to the prophet Samuel, and they told him of their desire to have a king, and he warned them, no, this is a bad idea. You know what? That God's not going to like this, and it's ridiculous, because God is our king, and why would you ask for such a thing? And the story goes on, and then we see that God was hurt by the whole thing. That he felt like the people were turning their backs on him. And he had a response that's kind of shocking. He said to them, he said to Samuel, let them have what they want. Let them have it their own way. Let them do what they want, because soon enough they're going to see what it means to have somebody other than me as their king. So Samuel and God allowed these people to go their own way. They didn't stop them. They warned them, but they didn't stop them. And in chapter 9 of the book of 1 Samuel, we read about who the people picked. Guess who they picked? People are so predictable. They picked the richest, tallest, handsomest guy they could find, and his name was Saul. We're all so worldly, aren't we? We're so pathetically predictable. We like things that glitter and glow. We like the most handsome guy. We like the most beautiful girl. We like the things that our flesh sees as beautiful. Instead of looking at the true colors, instead of looking at things like heart and things that count. We get blinded by what looks good on the surface, and we don't see what God sees. And just like the people of Israel, man, I had to have that boat. They had to have their king. And every one of these decisions, these life decisions we make without keeping God involved, boy, they come at a cost. And for the people of Israel, they spent 42 years in wars. They spent 42 years being led further and further away from their God. Eventually, the king loses his mind and he leaves his country in a mess. And the people of Israel are the ones who pay the price for their decision. Their choice to make him king was a blatant disregard of God's place in their lives. Now, here's the big point. When you leave God out of your life, the consequences are usually not good. And if you're leaving God out of your life, chances are a lot of the consequences you're living with, well, they're brought about by your own selfish desires. Not praying about decisions is foolish, and everyone knows it. You know full well that you ought to have your wife's hands in yours, and you should be praying about your financial decisions. Our marriages are dependent upon prayer and about having God involved in them. Why do we keep leaving him out? Why do we keep going through season after season without prayer, without studying the Bible together with your spouse, without being together on decisions? I think we get vulnerable. I think when we trust one another, we grab one another's hands and we talk about our decisions and we make financial decisions with God's help, he blesses us. It's biblical. It's clear. God wants to be part of our lives, but he's not going to stop us from leaving him out. When we leave him out, though, it seems to hurt him. And for some reason, he keeps letting us hurt ourselves. I can hear him right now saying, oh, there he goes again. He's leaving me out. He's doing what he's always done. He's going his own way. He's getting what he wants, and he's going to learn soon enough that my way's better. My way's best if he just listens. Now, I share these stories with you today to remind you that God is not interested in controlling you, but he is interested in guiding you. God wants to partner with you, and he wants to bless you. I want you to remember this. His ways are not your ways. The things that glitter don't impress him like they do you and me. His ways are different. Today, I want to encourage you, if you're married, to grab your spouse's hand and to pray about your next big decision, to include him in your life, not in just big decisions, but in daily living. Trust in him and don't rely on your own understanding, because all the things that we decide to do without prayer, a lot of times those things come back and they cost us dearly. I want you to acknowledge him and trust that he's going to make your paths straight. Keep God involved. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen. It's been a privilege being with you this week on Go the Distance. I pray that God has blessed you in your hearing, and I invite you to our church. We're at First Christian Church at the north side of Sedalia, across from the old Jenny James football stadium. You can check out our website at firstforgod.com. And I'd like to thank the good folks at Go the Distance for having me back on. God bless you all.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
I pray that you've been blessed by this week's messages. Next week's pastor is Dutch Bohr. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.